What's New? Hi, I'm John Clare. Join me Sunday nights for a handcrafted show called What's New.
Music is, you know, happening all the time. You know, it's not necessarily something that you have to sit down and I think it would be hard to say, okay, I'm going to write a symphony that is going to be heard in 200 years.
I don't think you get too much of anywhere thinking about the future of the piece. But I do think you do have to try to make something that possibly people would want to hear again, that creates curiosity or is unusual enough in the moment that some listeners will want to reconsider it. It has to make some initial impression, too. We certainly don't believe even the most difficult music, which always remains pretty difficult, but it makes some initial impression or we wouldn't continue to pursue it. I think that's the hard part. The idea of very good music often being neglected, even when a piece fails initially, there are always a few people who pursue it for some reason or another. I don't think that the music that most of us are most interested in the concert world was written primarily to wait for listeners way down the road. I think some music had met that fate, but I think that was probably very frustrating to the composers. Mahler's symphonies didn't arrive until the 1960s in terms of the public. That certainly was not his idea, and certainly far from his hope. So the reception of a piece, I think, has to do very much with the possible consonance or dissonance with the times in which it's introduced, and less with the thing itself. And we have good music that's very easy to get right off, and good music that's not. I was thinking about that today in terms of the Copland Third Symphony, where Copland actually adopted quite consciously an attitude towards comprehensibility at one point where he felt this was needed. That's only part of the attitude, and more important is probably his interest in his material and his respect for his own material, which I think is probably why the pieces have survived.
It's an amazing piece throughout, you know, and it has fanfare in it in the end, but the third movement actually gets a little ethereal.
Copland Third was a piece that was written to be a big, impressive piece, which is sometimes a dangerous ambition. But I think that's what's impressive is that he pulls it off. He writes a big, impressive piece.
Yeah,
it's not always true that. In fact, Copland at one point in his own thinking about music said that we would be better off if we wrote more natural, less impressive pieces for a while. I know what he means in the historical moment that he's operating very, very much what he means. I think the only composer I can think of who consistently thought about posterity and grandeur and being overwhelming was Wagner. Allotment of talent was a lot less than any 25 classmates of his, but his willpower was about 25 times stronger than theirs.
What's New? Sunday nights at 10 on WBAA Classical on 101.3 FM and WBAA.org.